We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
This is Doc Insider.
Give it to Verdell. He's got the first down and goal. Duck fans start celebrating.
Oregon is the 2019 Pac-12 champion.
The 2020 Rose Bowl champion.
Another open three. Good!
Duarte dribbles
and slams with the right hand.
For the third time in the last 5 years, the Ducks are Pac-12 champions.
Outright champions.
Foley three. Good! Foley ball!
Down Shelly. Three ball.
Good!
Regular season champions. And now Pac-12 tournament champions.
Welcome to Duck Insider.
We're just getting started.
This is Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. Live from the Country Financial Studio, here's Joey Mack.
Thank you, and welcome inside the Casanova Center. We get ready for another edition of Duck Insider with a lot of head coaches to hear from. Dana Altman, Kelly Graves, and of course Mario Cristobal with his weekly Monday press conference. We do have basketball and some schedule updates for you as we go on the air here at 1 o'clock on a Monday. Football will be at 1 o'clock on Fox. The Ducks will face Washington. We'll have an 11 a.m. pregame show for you across the Oregon Sports Network, and that will be a doubleheader for Duck fans and Dog fans alike that day, as men's basketball on Saturday will also open conference play against the Huskies at 5 o'clock. With the tight broadcast window, we will not have a basketball pregame show. And for those of you who are tuning in on our Oregon Sports Network affiliate stations, once we wrap up football, they may be joining in progress. Though for those of you in Eugene and Portland on Saturday, 98.1 FM and 1320 AM will have the men's basketball game with KUJZ 95.3 and KUGN 590 AM carrying the football game as normal for our friends in Eugene. And 1080 AM, the fan up in Portland, that's normally where you'd have all the basketball action as well as football. They'll have football, so 9:10 AM will be the home for men's basketball on Saturday. And with Oregon men's basketball, with things moving quickly, we also have a basketball game for you today. That's right. 3:30 pregame show this afternoon and a 4 o'clock start for Oregon men's basketball taking on Eastern Washington. Thought those two teams were going to play on November 25th. Instead, they're going to play today. It'll be the home opener for Oregon men's basketball this afternoon. I talked to Dane Altman this morning. You'll hear from him on the Toyota Coaches Corner coming up in our 3:30 Coors Light pregame show. So a lot to get to and a lot to talk about today as the Ducks have a new schedule for you. Also, 8 o'clock on Wednesday, Oregon men's basketball will host Florida A&M. Both of these games, both today and Wednesday, will be televised on Pac-12 Network. And we'll, of course, have a full broadcast for you right here on the Oregon Sports Network. And on Wednesday, we will have an Oregon Football Coaches Show running from 7 to 8 across the Oregon Sports Network and on the Oregon Football social media channels. And that also means that we won't have a basketball pregame show that day, but I will join the guys on the Coaches Show live from Matthew Knight Arena as we get ready for basketball. So, today, 4 o'clock, men's basketball. Wednesday, 8 o'clock, men's basketball. Saturday, 5 o'clock, men's basketball. And Oregon football kicking off at 1 o'clock on Fox when the Ducks face the Dogs with the North Division on the line. And, of course, women's basketball set for Sunday, 4 o'clock, against Oregon State in the annual meeting between those Pac-12 powers, Oregon and Oregon State, for women's basketball. Well, it didn't go according to plan against Cal. We all know that. The Ducks have dropped two in a row for the first time since 2018. That was Mario Cristobal's first year as head coach. A rough second half where the Ducks did not score a point, some turnovers, and all I can say is, ugh. Some of the postgame notes, though, that the Ducks have now had 14 different players. That's right, 14 different players, 9 on offense and 5 on defense, have made their first career starts this season. Steve Stevens and Christian Williams were the newest additions to that list. Was 12 heading into that game, now 14. And remember, the Ducks are still very, very young. 73.6% of their roster is underclassmen. And I think they're still learning how to win. I know, that's not an excuse. Ducks aren't going to make that excuse. Fans don't want to make that excuse. But the Ducks, I think, are still learning how to win and how to finish games. You're going to hear Mario Cristobal talk about that in just a moment. A different player has now led the team in tackles in each of the 5 games, though. So the Ducks have kind of spread the love a little bit. And the defense, I thought, made huge strides. And Andy Avalos talked with the media today. You'll hear from him. If not today, we'll definitely have that full interview for you on the show tomorrow, as we have a lot to get to today. Defense allowed just 2.8 yards per play and only 14 rushing yards on 21 attempts in the second half. That's pretty darn good. The defense took a huge step forward. The unfortunate thing for the Ducks, as they search for consistency still, the offense, I think we would all agree, took a step back, unfortunately, for the Ducks. I'll tell you what, though, man, Travis Dye is still really good. He's averaging 40 yards per reception, had another great wheel route catch, almost a touchdown, got it inside the 5-yard line. And the Ducks, here's the other piece to it. The Ducks have seen him average 10.8 yards per touch. That's just ridiculous. Totally ridiculous. So I was thinking about it, like, I called him Mr. Explosive Play on the broadcast on Saturday, and it occurs to me that that just wasn't creative enough, because we can call him Dynamite. But much better, right? So Travis Dye, Dynamite. He's Mr. Explosive Play. Dynamite. Washington, Oregon will decide the North coming up at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Get up for this one, because there's something to play for, right, fans? We know that. 1 o'clock, the Ducks will have Senior Day as well. More info on that coming as we all head toward this Senior Day for Oregon football. The Ducks still with the North Division on the line. Mario Cristobal met with the media for about 20 minutes today. We have that interview for you, and we're also going to talk a lot of hoops today. Let's first, though, get to the Oregon football head coach, Mario Cristobal, talking with the media just a little while ago today.
All right, good morning. Full steam ahead on preparations for this weekend's opponent. And questions, please.
Mario, I just wanted to get the status of Noah and Drew, and with that, what you saw from Nick and Nate, because both of them appeared to play pretty well. Nate in particular looked like he was shot out of a cannon there late. He tried to get a couple big plays, so status on your top two middle linebackers and what you saw from the backups who came in.
Good status on the top two guys. Noah and Drew are ready to roll, and extremely proud of both Nate and Nick, both those guys. I mean, they've paid their dues now, two guys that have walked on here. Obviously, Nate was put on scholarship earlier this year, has earned a scholarship after being here for a couple of years. But they stepped in, they threw their bodies around, they played physically, they were on point assignment-wise, and they provided some really quality play for us and really helped our defense. So the other two guys are good to go.
Mario, last 2 weeks you've had a hard time putting teams away in the second half, outscored in both. Do you believe in a clutch factor, that kind of thing, and do you think this team has it? And I guess if they don't, how do you improve upon it?
I believe in finishing. We believe in finishing. That's what we do. It's what we preach. It's what we practice. It's what we train in the offseason, and we've got to do a better job of doing it. I mean, there's when the moment is there and it's time to have it, it's time to execute. It's time to coach it the right way, and it's time to get the results. So, and we didn't do that the past couple of weeks. We have done it in previous weeks, And certainly we did enough early in the season to put ourselves in a position to play for the North, but the past couple weeks we haven't. And the best way to improve that is to recognize it, look it dead in the eye, and go work at it and improve it. So that's certainly a center of attention and focus for us this week.
Have you seen any difference in the way just Travis Dye has carried himself this year? I mean, his averages per touch are pretty insane. I mean, year three, his brother's gone. Just what's working for him this year?
Without question, his approach to the game, his approach to leadership in the locker room, on the field, his approach to practice, his voice being heard, his demeanor, and then, of course, the way he's been playing, his appetite to make explosive plays or make a block. You've seen him. I don't know if you've seen him. He's also on our kickoff team as well. To in any way, shape, or form contribute to the football team, shows his love for the game, his love for his teammates and our program. So I can't say enough good things about him. He served as captain a couple times and is on our leadership council. So really big things going on now and ahead for Travis Dye.
Saw a lot of Christian Williams and Swinson and Dorless against Cal. Maybe a little bit fewer snaps than normal for Jordan Scott. Is that just those guys playing better, or is it being a conscious effort of keeping guys fresh?
It's keeping guys fresh, and the fact that those young guys have, you know, those guys have been getting better. And, you know, it's something we hit on all the time. You know, football is a development game, and I think sometimes guys get a little bit, you know, antsy or frustrated when they don't get it early. Well, if you're a redshirt freshman and you're getting quality snaps, meaningful snaps, especially in the interior, that's a big thing. I mean, to me, that speaks loudly of what the future looks like, you know. So those guys have worked hard. They've earned time. And when they got in there, you know what, they had some pretty consistent play. They had some really productive plays and others they'd like to have back. But overall, just doing a better job coming out of our hips and using our hands, striking blockers. And those guys certainly provided some good play for us.
Mario, you kind of mentioned the stakes with the North Division. How important is that, I guess, for your guys to have, you know, that championship still to play for yet, despite some disappointing losses?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, that's always one of the biggest goals that we have, with the focus being completely on making sure that we take care of the things we need to improve on. We've always been of that mindset that the next game is the most important game because it is the next game. Just so happens this one has even more at stake than just a regular season game. But we knew it, right? When you entered this season and everything's a conference game, every single game is almost like playoff football. We have a great opportunity on Saturday. Our guys recognize it, and they're eager for the opportunity.
Mario, did you see the response that you've wanted out of these last few practices after back-to-back losses? And what are the things you look for out of a practice after losses as opposed to ones where maybe you win?
Well, I mean, I think all the time you look for consistency regardless of which way it goes. You look for a commitment to the process because at the end of the day, you certainly assess what the result was, but what was the process getting to that result and where can it improve? Because that's what's going to lead to better results. You know, for two consecutive weeks, we haven't gotten the result we've wanted. And it's come down to the last minute of the game. So what does it tell you? Guys are scrapping. Guys are fighting to try to get it done. And we've come up short. And the pieces, the instances, the plays, the coaching opportunities are all over the place. And they're there for us to improve upon. And I think when our guys, the more we watch that, and the more we see ourselves improve in certain areas, the hungrier they are, the more the appetite to get the rest of those things ironed out, corrected, improved, move forward. That's what I see from our guys, and we expect a great couple practices the next couple of days.
Mario, what are the talking points on the two fumbles and the coaching points to correct them? Because they happen so quickly, other than the ball going elsewhere on those plays, how does one correct Tyler there once he's wrapped up? I realize maybe a little tighter, but Johnny especially, that happened so fast. What could have been done to avoid that in the future? What could have been done in those instances?
Well, you know, they're fighting for extra yardage, you know, trying to win the game, but you know, without the ball, can't do it. And squeezing the ball, you know, squeezing the points of the ball, keeping that thing high and tight, especially in traffic, especially in some of these body positions to get yourself in, it's difficult. We rep it. We practice it. It's part of our turnover circuit to start practice every single day. And you don't get them back. And I know that those guys, it means a lot to them. They practice it well. We didn't get the result on Saturday. We got to do a better job coaching it.
Mario, you referred to the place-kicking battle a couple weeks ago being ongoing. Is that the same thing at quarterback, or is this Tyler's job going forward?
Well, I mean, we assess everybody on a weekly basis, but he is our starting quarterback. So
I realize Travis is playing really good football right now. But CJ played a little bit, so suggested that he was healthy enough to play. Was that just riding the hot hand with Travis against Cal, or has Travis maybe elevated himself a little higher than CJ right now?
Well, we see those guys as co-starters. We really do. You know, we felt that, you know, CJ, he was not quite at 100%, but he was more than well enough to play. And so he played. And then Travis did get the hot hand. You know, we try to get Sean in there, get Cyrus in there. We like to get those guys rolling. They're all very different in their styles of running the football, and it provides some difficulty for defenses. So I think that's it. I don't think it's a matter of anything else or any other reason to read into it.
Mario, obviously Jimmy Lake was with Peterson, but is Washington's program at all have its own stamp under Jimmy compared to recent years? And just your thoughts on the Huskies coming in here.
It's a lot of respect for them. It's a really good football team. And, you know, they play a really good brand of football, and our guys are really eager for the opportunity to play.
It counted just as one point, but just to see the way that Cattleman took those two penalties and then drilled a 41-yard extra point, it's the longest kick you guys have had in a couple of years. Just two games into what he's done, like, what sort of confidence level do you have in him, and just what's his potential moving forward?
Every kick, we increase our confidence in him. And, you know, it's I think game time, right, when the lights come on, a lot of stuff is revealed, right? Is the moment too big, or is the man big enough to handle the moment? And he's shown that, you know, when he's been put out there with those successive penalties, it's almost like getting iced as a kicker, right, and having to do it again, and in this case being backed up a couple times. So proud of him for the way he came through. Also proud of Cam, the way he kicked off. You know, our coverage teams improved because we covered better, but also because we kicked better, you know. And when those guys are on point, when Cattleman kicked like he kicked, like when Cam kicks off like he did, and when Tom punts like he punts, you know, that brings a lot of energy to our team and special teams. So I know we kind of went off and talked about those other guys, but I felt they need to mention because those guys really improved, and they help us improve in our coverage teams against a team that had a lot of success returning the ball.
Mario, conventional wisdom says to flush those losses after the 24-hour period. Just wondering how that affects you personally when you go home, and then how does that translate onto the practice field, you know, after disappointing losses like that?
Oh, I've gone into detail before how I was raised and the way I was coached and the coaching style that I've been exposed to and believe in is when you're a real competitor, that stuff burns, and it should burn deep. It should hurt. It should be extremely painful, but it also should be used as fuel. That's the only way that anything of that nature should be viewed and put to use. I think anything outside of that is destructive and not constructive. So when I see that, all I see is, again, opportunity to go out there and improve and bring the best possible coaching points, coaching regimen, energy, juice, motivation, practices, scenarios, situations to get our guys better. And you live in, you know, I think, you know, we live and breathe this. And this is, it's a way of life. It's the DNA. So that's all it does. For when you're speaking about me personally, that's what it brings out. So I hope that makes sense.
That's Mario Cristobal, the Oregon football head coach, meeting with the media today. More from him coming up. I saw Dave ask a couple questions about keys to beating Washington. You know, it's interesting. You're going to hear from him, coach, coming up on this subject in a bit, that Washington has started slow and finished games really strong. Oregon's been the exact opposite. So I think the key for both of those teams is going to be to flip their own script. I know that sounds really simple, but the Ducks are still learning how to finish a game. We know that. That's kind of been the issue over the last few weeks. Even against UCLA, Oregon got the win. The Ducks didn't exactly stomp down on the throat of the Bruins. I think that is a focus here moving forward for the Ducks. Quick timeout. We're going to hear more from Coach Cristobal, another 10 minutes or so of him talking with the media, previewing this matchup with Washington at 1 o'clock on Saturday on Fox. It's Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Back to the Country Financial Studio next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Your daily dose of Oregon athletics. This is Duck Insider from Learfield IMG College.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Dad!
Oh, come on! This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. We're live inside the Country Financial Studio. Going to hear more from Coach Cristobal. The Oregon football head coach met with the media previewing Saturday's 1 o'clock matchup inside Autzen Stadium. Ducks and Dogs rivalry renewed, and the North Division is on the line. Would you have it any other way? Mario Cristobal meeting with the media.
Yeah, David Shaw set up in Seattle this weekend that it was easier to get plays off at the line because there was no crowd. It wasn't nearly as loud. This Oregon-Washington game is probably one of the loudest games you get at Autzen, you know, year over year. What have you guys been doing to just kind of generate energy from the sidelines, and how, when rivalry games come along like this, do you prepare your guys for the idea that it's not going to be as loud as it typically might be? You don't have that 12th man, as it were.
Well, you practice the stadium a lot with the ambient noise, the exact same conditions that we face both on the road and at home, using, you know, the video board and the speakers and everything else, and making sure that every single practice period is approached like another drive, another situation throughout the course of the game, knowing that, you know, our coaches often refer to it when you pack your stuff to go on the road, or when you pack your bag to go to the hotel the night before the game, you've also got to pack your enthusiasm, your energy, your toughness, because you're the ones that got to bring it. There is no line of fans and support on your walk through the tunnel. There is no explosion of noise when you run out onto the field, right? It's going to be generated from within. So, you know, those are things that that come with 2020 that I think are also, you know, in a positive way, revealing of what someone could bring out of themselves and not rely so much on the exterior stuff. So it's got to be all from within. It's got to be all from the heart. And the amount of time that we spend on that is just as important as any other play, any other scheme that we practice.
Mario, when Good got and created some havoc, a lot of those plays were unblocked. I realize there are plays by design that you leave in an unblocked to read them and things like that. But were there things that could have been done to better prevent that last week? And then going forward, when ZFT 58 is obviously very good at that himself, things that you look to adjust to this week to prevent him from doing the same thing that Good just did?
Yeah, well, I think there's two particular plays this past week where they were missed assignments. Okay, we do have schemes where you read certain players, both first level and second level. But there are two plays where we had a missed assignment, a missed block by a wide receiver, by a tackle, that it resulted in a negative play, a negative result when we were moving the ball well, and we ended up getting stopped on 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1. But that being said, we do have other plays where it's on the quarterback to read a certain player at the line of scrimmage or the second level. So you see a little bit of both, but there were two that were definitely on us completely. In terms of Washington and their edge players, I mean, I think it's more than just one guy, but they have wrecked games with their edge players. They're extremely talented on the edge. They lead the conference in sacks, I believe, the country as well, and they do it with speed, with power, with explosiveness. They use their hands extremely well. They go speed to power. Just very well coached, tremendous technicians on the edge. They've caused a lot of havoc, and I think people that have not taken that into account have paid the price in sack fumbles, in in negative plays that they have created. So certainly they are a very talented defense, and those, you know, between all those guys, because it's more than just one, between Bowman and 58. I mean, all these guys, Smalls does a great job. I've seen McDonald get in there. They present some blocking, you know, challenges.
Yeah, Coach, with that being said, you see how Washington in the last 2 weeks has fallen behind by 21 points, and then they finish with a flourish. How do you address that? I mean, I know you're always going to try to go 100% every quarter, but have you something that they're doing that you can take advantage of, and why they have such slow starts offensively?
Well, I think two things. I mean, it certainly is a different year, and I think around the country, rarely have we seen, I know we haven't done it yet, put together a complete game. Well, you've seen the second half, I believe they've outscored opponents almost 70-7. If you discount the last, you know, 8 minutes of the Arizona game that they played, you know, where they allowed, I think, 21 points when they had a lot of their reserves in there. So it shows that obviously they have a ton of really good players. They make a lot of plays, make good adjustments, and can be explosive as they need to. In terms of the first half, you know, I think football is being played, and I think sometimes people make plays. But I don't see any drop-off in their level of play. I see some adjustments. I see some plays being made on both sides of the ball. But you have to be aware of the fact that when you're playing conference football, you're playing rivalry games, I mean, you have to play to the very last second and overtime and beyond, just because, you know, all these games are coming down to the fourth quarter, and it's going to require every bit you have and nothing but your very best.
I realize this is a regular season game, but this week's for the Pac-12 North. Next week, if you win, it would be for the Pac-12 Championship. These weeks or these games, everything's on the line here. Given the last 2 weeks, how ready and prepared do you feel like this group is to take that on? Because it is a lot.
Oh, we don't look beyond tomorrow's practice. We set the picture on Sunday, what the opponent is, what the goals are, what we have to do to get there, and immediately set our minds on the task and the processes to get us there. That's how we've always had our best success, you know? And when you come up a little bit short, like you mentioned, you realize a lot of things. You realize where you did good and where you could do better, and you realize where the edges are that you got to gain back to do so. And our guys are confident in that. Our coaching staff is confident in that. The edges are there to be had. But we don't, all we focus on is making sure that we can play the very best football we can possibly play. We know we're facing a really good opponent. And our guys are really, really excited to attack the opportunity to get at practice tomorrow and put ourselves in a situation where we could have success.
Do you anticipate Devin Williams being available this week, and then the punt returned with illegal substitution? I guess, how do you correct that so it doesn't happen again? Because that was a pretty game-changing penalty for you guys, them going down and scoring.
It's inexcusable. That's as blunt as I could be about it. You know, different personnel grouping that involved a bunch of different DBs. And when the change took place, it wasn't done. So, inexcusable. In terms of Devin Williams, we expect him to be available. We expect, I mentioned Drew Mathis already. We're not positive on Dante Manning. I know Nick Pickett was made available at the very last second last game, but we expect him fully available this game.
Mario, building off what Eric said a little bit here, certainly a lot on your plate here in a very unique season, preparing your team, turning them around with a trip to the conference championship on the line. How do you manage all that while also, you know, making sure things are locked in with recruits heading into the early signing day here?
I mean, that's what the job entails. It requires everything of what you have 24/7. And honestly, I enjoy every bit of it. I really, really do. I think that this profession, there has to be an understanding in your own home that you're going to be on. Like when you're the head coach, an assistant coach, or coordinator at a Power 5 institution, you're responsible 24/7. right? And then this year, obviously, you got to throw in COVID and protocol and all that stuff that goes with it. So, you know, you learn. You just keep learning. You keep making, but you're always like, all right, how do we resolve this? How can we make this part better? So whenever, you know, these things come from out of the blue, if, you know, if you have an opt-out, right, you have an injury, if you have a quarantine case, whatever it may be, you just have to, because if you stop and you start thinking about, oh, man, you're going to hurt your team. And your responsibilities to this team, its players, and the family. So I guess that's my best shot at answering that, brother. I'm trying to give you what it is. Just, you know, stay on alert, foot on the gas, and no stopping, you know.
All right, I wanted to get the status of a couple other guys, but also evaluation of how their replacements did, Daywood and Addison. But what you saw from Stevens and DJ in the secondary, and Hudson, who played probably the most that he's seen at receiver, what did you see from those guys, and what's the status of Daywood and Addison?
Okay, Daywood is unavailable. Addison will be available. You mentioned Chris Hudson, DJ James, and who else?
Steve Stevens.
And Steve Stevens, okay. Yeah, I think all those guys played really well. Chris Hudson's going to be a great player. I mean, he shows it in practice. He's learning a lot of different positions. You know, we're not in a season like this, guys have to play in different spots. But he is playing better and certainly getting his chance in the return game as well. Dot Steve Stevens and DJ, really a lot of confidence in both those guys right now and in the future, that both those guys are going to be excellent football players for us. They did really well in the game. Not only did they make, some really, really provided some really good quality play for us, but they were ready. They were ready for some of the other packages that we had that entailed them. So really high on those guys.
Mario Cristobal, the Oregon football head coach, meeting with the media just a little while ago, getting ready for that 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. We also have our football coaches show coming up on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Quick timeout when we come back. Some thoughts on women's basketball, men's basketball, and a little bit more football as well. Keep it here on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
This football season, prepare your taste buds for the most iconic sports-watching drink of all time, Pepsi. With refreshing deliciousness specially formulated to keep your eye on the ball and mouth-watering fizziness to help you power through game day, Pepsi has everything you need to start strong.
I used to care when Mike cheered so hard he spilled nacho cheese on my carpet, but thanks to Pepsi, even Mike can't ruin my football party.
So this football season, make Pepsi your go-to game day drink, because it's the only drink made for football watching. Pepsi, that's what I like.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics, because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
You're listening to Duck Insider. Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Tweens have mastered the art of tuning out. Jen, there's a spider in the car. We're turning your room into a home gym. See? Nothing. But some messages need to get through, like making sure they're buckled up the whole ride, every time. Do whatever it takes to make your child listen. Jen, I friended your boyfriend.
Wait, what?
Buckle up, sweetie.
Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We're back on Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Pretty good stuff going on around Oregon athletics right now, with football starting up and basketball as well. Men's basketball 1-1, they're going to play today. We're going to hear from Dane Altman coming up in just a little while. But also women's basketball. Look, they're on a program record win streak. And they did it in pretty emphatic fashion, going 2-0 in Pac-12 play to open the weekend. A few comments from Kelly Graves about his young squad, how well they performed with two emphatic wins over Colorado and Utah this weekend. Kelly Graves talking post-game.
The group of freshmen on the court in the fourth quarter, four of the five were freshmen. What did you kind of see from that group, and impressive to see them build that lead to 53?
Well, that they weren't looking at the score. They were playing hard. You know, those are important minutes for them. I think that's important. You got to earn your time. It's not given up to them. And I love the energy with which they played. And you know what, Eric? I love the bench, man. They were celebrating. I didn't know Tahina could talk that kind of smack on the bench. She's got a good game, man. She'd make Larry Bird proud, but I love it. I love that they cheer for each other. It was a good group. We had a lot of players tonight. You know, Jazz played a great game. And like you had already mentioned, Bowley early. So, yeah, it was fun. Jazz was with that group at that time.
Hey, Kelly, part of the fun of having so many talented players on your roster is able to tinker with different combinations. What are some of the combinations that you really enjoy, either defensively or offensively, or really making a big splash with this squad?
Well, I think the one that, you know, tonight in that fourth quarter, you know, it was not really something that we tried to play together, but I like the synergy that they had. You know, that's something that we'll look at. We've been playing the freshmen a little bit together in practice. I love when they get together and play. I liked our starting unit tonight. I thought defensively they set the tone, man. Taylor Chavez and with Niara and Bowley, you know, and then the Mike Sell and Pow Pow. I know Mike Sell and Pow Pow developed a really good synergy. So is Pow Pow and Sedona. Unfortunately, we didn't have Sedona tonight, but I don't know. Really tried to play this unit or that unit, quite frankly. It kind of happens naturally.
Playing time. You talk to the players, some of the players before the game, they kind of get an idea how much time they're going to get depending on how the score goes, or and are they accepting, how are they accepting this, you know, not getting to play as much, these five stars, as much as, obviously they don't play as much as normally.
Hey, we recruited players that aren't concerned about their individual. They're concerned about team success. That's why they came here. Look at their quotes. Look at their histories. These are team first kids. So, you know, nobody yet has talked to me about that or shown outwardly that they're concerned. That might happen at some point, but I think as long as we continue to play well and they cheer for each other, that's what's really important, and that we keep winning.
Coach, a lot of positives to make from this. What are some things maybe that you do need to see improvement from? Obviously, the caliber of competition picks up, rivalry with Oregon State a week from today. Kind of what are some things you want to address from now to then?
Well, I think two areas that are really obvious. Number one, our defensive rebounding's got to get better. We're giving too many second shots to the opponents. But now when they shoot 28% from the field, you know, that's going to happen. They're going to have a lot of missed field goals. We got to do a better job there. And number two, turnovers. I think our turnovers are still a little high. We're just trying to make some plays that, you know, need to come naturally. You know, it's not outrageous by any stretch, but those are two definite areas that we've got to continue to get better at.
Kelly Graves, Oregon women's basketball head coach. Look, there's always something to get better at. And heading into a matchup with Oregon State on Sunday, Ducks will have a lot of practice this week to get ready for that matchup of two behemoths in the Pac-12 conference. One of the leaders on this team that I feel like, because of the incoming freshmen and also because they've got folks like Aaron Bowley, Lydia Giomi, and Taylor Chavez, but a sophomore in Jazz Shelley, who has done a lot of great things for the Ducks, even though she probably hasn't shot the ball as well as she would like early in this season, she can really shoot the three. Jazz Shelley talked with the media just a little bit about her thoughts on this early start to the season. Ducks are 2-0 in Pac-12 play.
Hey, Jazz, in the second half, you were out there on the court a lot with a bunch of freshmen, and you guys were making a lot of plays. What was that like being with those guys out there and pushing the lead even further?
Yeah, it was fun. Everyone on our team can play, so it doesn't really matter who we put on the court with. Everyone fights hard. They want to compete. So it's just fun to play with those girls because I'm only a year older than them, so we're all just kind of new to the system, so it's really fun.
First few games, Jazz, are a little tough for you offensively from a shooting perspective. Obviously, pick it up today. Feel good to see a couple go through and to help kind of lead that second group in the fourth quarter?
amazing feeling. It's been a struggle, but it's finally come, and it was really good to see the ball go through the net today.
Jazz, we saw you last weekend after the opener. You were among the players that came out and shot on your own afterward. I can't imagine that you've done that very much last year. You didn't have too many nights like that. Take me into just your thought process of, I realize it's not unusual necessarily, but it may have been unusual for you. There just weren't very many nights where you have a tough night and you spend time after the game shooting on your own.
Yeah, this was probably the longest shooting slump I've had, so hopefully I can be out of it now. But yeah, you're right, last year there was only a couple of games. But hopefully it's fixed. A little bit more confidence now that it went through today.
I just asked Coach this question, but you guys have played four games and a big game with Oregon State upcoming. What are some areas of improvement you'd like to see from your team?
I think we're good on defensive end today. I think in offense, just to slow it down, trying to get side, top, side. So we're trying to rotate the ball around, try and get everyone involved. We also need to crash the O boards. That's one big area that we've been focusing on. And everyone just play their game. I know that we'll have players that come out and have breakout games, but we also need to make sure everyone else is involved too. So it's a really team effort right now. It's actually been really good.
Jazz, defensively, have you seen signs in practice leading into the season that this could be a good defensive team? And you are you at all surprised with the hot start on defense, given there's so many new people?
Yeah, I was surprised because it took us a little bit to get into a groove. I mean, we had so many new players. We had to really reteach everything again. So it's been surprising, but coming out and playing, we're just in sync, and it's been really good, and we've been working really hard on this. Mark's our really good, great defensive coach, so it's been really good, and we've been playing really good D and locking people down.
Jazz Shelley talking a little bit there about associate head coach Mark Campbell. He really is the defensive guru. That's his focus in coaching, and he gets after the Ducks. And you can tell that this is a team-first kind of attitude for these players. It's been pretty fun to watch. Your Women in Flight update of the week with Jazz Shelley and Kelly Graves, brought to you by the Duck Store, proud supporter of Women in Flight. Up next, we're going to hear from Dana Altman. Men's basketball with a nice win on Friday, and the Ducks are in action again today. Preview of that contest next on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
As my family continued to grow, I realized I'd have to replace my beloved Jeep with something that has, well, more seats. I'm Jason Hines, Country Financial Rep and father of seven. Whether you're upgrading from your sporty ride with no room for a car seat or finally replacing your well-loved beater that still has a cassette player, you'll want the right protection for your new car. Work with a Country Financial Rep like me and get the protection you need at a price you can afford. Learn more at TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
All it takes is one drop to make a wave. One beat to inspire a track. One spark to get creativity flowing. With every drop, Life Water refreshes your mind and restores your body. Purified water, pH balanced with electrolytes for taste. Designed with original works of art on every bottle. Let us be your source of inspiration. Life Water, the feel-good water.
This is the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
back on Nugget Insider, presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Going to hear from Dane Altman coming up in just a moment. Some of his thoughts after Oregon's win on Friday night against Seton Hall and now getting ready for Eastern Washington. A bit of a quick turnaround and some of the best things from Coach Altman here in just a moment. If you're just joining us, time for your Cafe Yum 2-Minute Drill. A big scheduling announcement for a lot of you this week, so I'll go through it all. Football set for 1 o'clock kickoff on Fox. That means an 11 a.m. pregame show for us across the Oregon Sports Network. And men's basketball this week. Now a game today, 4 o'clock, with a 3:30 pregame show right here on OSN with myself, actually, racing over to Matthew Dine Arena right when we wrap up. No speeding tickets. No speeding tickets. I'll actually drive right by Cafe M, and I'm going to have to be like, damn, wish I could stop. Men's basketball this week, 4 o'clock against Eastern Washington, and then 8 o'clock on Wednesday against Florida A&M and former director, or assistant director of ops, I should say, Robert McCollum, who's now the head coach at Florida A&M for the Ducks. He was the assistant director of ops for the Ducks. You get what I'm trying to say. And at 5 o'clock on Saturday, the Ducks will play Washington. So it's Ducks and Dogs in two parts. 1 o'clock for football and 5 o'clock for basketball. It's a lot of Huskies in one day. That's a lot of Huskies in one day. I'll have the call for basketball coming up at 5 o'clock. And then all three of these men's basketball games are on Pac-12 Network. And women's basketball at 4 o'clock on Sunday against Oregon State. So there's your update. And that's your 2-Minute Drill brought to you by Cafe M Restaurants, Red Oregon and Washington, where special diet requests and custom orders are always welcome. Menus, cafeyum.com. Dane Altman, he talked to the media afterwards, including a few questions from me to start, just about how good LJ Figueroa was. The transfer from St. John's, who's now eligible, made a huge difference for the Ducks. I said it on the broadcast, I thought he took over the game without taking a shot. LJ Figueroa's pretty darn good player. Dane Altman talking about that and a few more things after the Ducks got the win and got their first win of the season ahead of today's home opener.
Well, LJ Figueroa is a heck of a player. I mean, he gave us so much energy tonight. He was the difference in the game. You know, if we didn't have him, I'm not sure we'd have been successful again. His energy and play was, you know, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 4 steals. He gave us tremendous energy. And defensively, he was the one guy that was trying to run people off the line. You know, we had a real hard time adjusting. You know, when somebody's shooting threes that well, you got to run them off the line. And, you know, our guys, they thought a hand up was good. You got to run those guys off the line. They get it going like that. You got to make adjustments during the game. And we didn't make good adjustments there. I was very disappointed in our 3-point defense. They were shooting well, but so many times we could have run them off the line and we didn't. So I'm very, very disappointed in that we weren't able to make the adjustment.
How about points in the paint though, Coach? A 38-18 advantage for your squad there. Took it to them around the rack a little bit.
Well, I thought, you know, our energy around the basket, Dante, you know, started it good. And then we got a couple blocks and, you know, they got it in there and our guys were digging pretty good. I was pleased with that, but more pleased with 38-22 on the boards. You know, that, you know, if we beat people like that on the boards, you know, you're going to win games. And I thought that was, you know, more to our identity, you know, that we want to have. This is an athletic group. We ought to be able to rebound the ball. And we did in the second half against Missouri, but we sure didn't in the first. And that's what really hurt us.
Eugene Omorui with another strong game too, Coach. 22 points. Got to like his performance again.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Eugene's all about the team. I mean, he's been so easy to coach, so easy to work with. And I just love working with him. You know, he listens. He tries to do everything we ask him to do. You know, when he doesn't do something and you bark at him a little bit, you know, he knows it and he's ready to adjust. He's going to have a tremendous year. If he keeps working like he works every day in practice, because his confidence and his teammates' confidence in him will continue to grow. And when you have that situation where your teammates have confidence and you have confidence because you worked your tail off, you put yourself in a position to be a consistent performer. And he was by far, you know, this weekend, wow, or this week, he was 2 really good games.
Dan, do you feel like this team just played significantly harder
on defense, just overall as a unit, than Wednesday? And was that kind of a message after that game against Missouri?
Well, you know, I thought we played hard trying to come back in the second half. Like I said, we out-rebounded Missouri in the second half the other night by 10, so I thought we played hard there. But, you know, again, LJ, you know, gave us a lot of that, Matt. I mean, having that extra person to rotate in, you know, I just thought he did a tremendous job. So, you know, I thought our guys played really hard the second half against Missouri. When I watched the game, you know, late that night, I said, yeah, we played hard, but we just, you know, just every time we make a run, we give them an easy basket and, you know, weren't connected defensively and had some really bad possessions offensively. So, you know, when you dig yourself a hole like we did the first half, you know, against a good experienced team that Missouri is, you know, you're asking for trouble.
And obviously good performances from Eugene and LJ, like you point out. How much beyond being competitors and wanting to win any time they play, did this particular matchup mean something to a guy who played at Rutgers and a guy who played at St. John's and had losing records against Seton Hall, you know, entering tonight?
No, I'm sure, you know, LJ was telling the guys, you know, these guys, they'll come after us. And, you know, that helps prepare the team, you know. And, you know, we need some games where we can really develop some things. You know, we just, you know, those games that we didn't have last week, you know, really hurt us, because there's so many things we need to work on and develop against somebody else. And so, you know, we've got a lot of work ahead of us, but I think those two guys got everybody ready, you know, and I think Eugene will do that. You know, I mean, his focus in our, you know, when we have film and when we have scouting report, it wears off. You know, Dylan Brooks he's the best probably that I've ever had, you know, just making everybody lock in on the scouting report because he was locked in. And Eugene's having that same effect on a lot of guys. He's locked in, and it just makes everybody, you know, get more focused and locked in. So I'm hoping that they'll accept his leadership. You know, part of leadership is guys willing, you know, to listen. And Eugene's earned that, you know, through his work and what he's accomplished at Rutgers and here. He's earned that. And, you know, I hope the guys will continue to listen to what he's got to say, because he's all about the team.
Yeah, Danny, you had a real balanced scoring effort tonight. It seems like everybody scored more than one basket and 17 assists. Do you like the offensive effort that you got from everybody tonight?
You know, I thought it was better. You know, I thought it was better. Thought the ball movement at times was better. I thought we looked for guys a little bit better. I disappointed with some weak turnovers, you know, and we've got to get our execution much, much sharper. But, we shot 44% from, or 53% from the field and 42% from the three-point line. So you'll always take that. A little disappointed in our free throw shooting, especially to start the game. I think we missed our first four, but Eric hit some down the stretch and we were able to put them away. But I thought offensively we did play better. You know, part of that was Jalen and Amari hitting some shots. You know, the other night, they both were a little cold, 0 for 4 and 1 for 4. So we went 1 for 8 from the point guard position the other day. And tonight we go 7 for 12. So just their offensive output, you know, was much better than it was the other night.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about how impressive Jalen Terry was tonight. Just not only his three-pointers, but way under control for the most part. And is that kind of what we should be expecting now all the time?
Well, Jerry, he's a good player. I mean, he was a very good player in Flint, and, you know, top 75, top 100, whatever he was. He's a good player and got really good instincts, good quickness. Like I said, we wanted to get some quickness back at the guard spot. And, you know, he and Amari are going to have a big challenge here the next 6 weeks. You know, and running the show, not turning it over, getting the ball to the right people. You know, and I thought Amari played really good. A little disappointed in his turnovers. You know, just an extra dribble led to a couple turnovers where I thought the ball should have got out of his hands. But, you know, he went 4 for 5 and really tried to make some plays. He had 3 assists. So I thought both of those guys made a big jump from the first game to this game.
You were pretty critical about Dante's first half against Missouri, and just seemed like his overall engagement in this game was significantly better. And I'm just curious, what can he bring to this team? If it really feels like he could be that big difference maker for you, whether he's scoring or blocking shots.
Absolutely. He's got to get in better shape, and he's got to play harder for whatever stretches we put him in there for. But don't ever question his talent. It's there. You know, we got to get him in better shape, and we got to take care of his knees because he's still growing. You know, I mean, the reason he's got problems with his knees, I believe, is, you know, he's 19-year-old and he's still growing. And, you know, he does have some pain in there, but we're going to have to manage that. But we're going to have to get him to play. You know, my goal right now is 20 minutes hard, and then that can grow. But right now I want him playing 20 minutes hard. And I thought he did a much better job. He's 3 for 4 tonight, 6 rebounds, some really good offensive rebounds for us, 2 block shots. I thought he did some good things.
And Folly Dante is going to be a big key to this Oregon team moving forward. And especially without Will Richardson, the Ducks might be a little more focused inside. And Folly Dante certainly helps. We'll see that coming up at 4 o'clock today against Eastern Washington if you're live with us in the 1 o'clock hour. Up next, full schedule and a bit of a thought on football. And we'll end today on a positive note after this on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
From the weight room to the classroom, on the field and off it, OnPoint proudly supports University of Oregon athletics because student athletes do so much more than bring us pride on game day. They bring our entire community together in Eugene and all across Oregon. So whether you're watching the game in the stadium, at home, or at your favorite local business, their success makes all of us stronger. OnPoint Community Credit Union. Join in. OnPointCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
After 2 years of construction, my wife and I finally moved into our dream home. So when a bathtub fixture broke, causing major water damage, I was glad we had the home insurance protection we needed. How do you know your home is protected? Talk to a Country Financial rep like me, Nick Simon. We can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Then if something happens to your home, you won't have any surprises. Need the right coverage for your home but not sure where to start? Visit TakeSimpleSteps.com or contact a local country representative.
More Duck Insider coming up on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Back on Duck Insider, presented by OnPoint Community Credit Union. Joy Mack with you in the Country Financial Studio. Headed over to Matthew Knight Arena right after this to get ready for Oregon and Eastern Washington with 4 o'clock tip-off and a 3:30 pregame show. John Lundquist will be there with me running stats. Going to be weird. We're going to be atop section 103, not courtside, which might actually be kind of nice because I will actually be able to see the game instead of Coach Altman and an official right in front of me. I've often joked that I get an ab workout when I do games, because I'm leaning around to be able to see. I'm just going to sit back, relax, and Enjoy the game from the top of the concourse. Going to be interesting. Hey, usually William Valley Cancer Institute and Research Center fights like a duck, and we like to honor a hero of the game every week. And without fans in the stands, we wanted to do that on the show and also on our radio broadcast. And today we recognize James Stevens. His goal in life was to ensure that his grandkids would remember him. And those of you who are watching the show see him there, I believe, with his grandkids. He was diagnosed with a rare brain cancer, and his tumor caused him to experience seizures, taking a lot of his independence away from him, but he made the goal, I want my grandkids to remember me. A 25-year cancer survivor. James Stevens, we're rooting for you as he fights like a duck. That's just awesome, isn't it? Keep fighting, James. We appreciate it. And thanks to the Women Valley Cancer Research Center for always fighting like a duck. I'm Joey Mack. See you at Matthew Knight Arena in like an hour and a half. Yeah. Go Ducks.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now. There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
You've been listening to Duck Insider on the Oregon Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Presented by On Point Community Credit Union. Better banking, local solutions. The preceding has been a Learfield, IMG College presentation of the Oregon Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.